Hello, let's start. Just lying on your back, make yourself comfortable. So whatever that means for you, if you need a pillow under your head or a pillow under your knees, or maybe cover yourself with a blanket. Just make sure you're comfortable, maybe not too many distractions around. And just focus on your breath. A few times inhaling and exhaling as you inhale at your stomach area rise, as you exhale, let your belly sink down. No hurry, no stress. And the more you listen to your breath, focus on your breath, the less distracted you'll be from other things, which is for our purposes perfect. Maybe for three or four breaths, just focus on letting go. Letting go of the tension in your body, letting go of expectations, letting go of your daily thought patterns. Or at least let all those things fall into the background. Good. And now imagine you're lying on your back on some sort of big air mattress on a huge body of water. So a huge lake or a sea. It's perfectly comfortable. Temperature is perfect. Maybe the movement of the water underneath your air mattress is just enough to rock you back and forth to make you feel extremely comfortable. The sun is shining just the right amount, not too hot. And at the same time, here on the surface of this body of water, there are some waves and there's some wind, and maybe in the distance there are some boats. So there's a bit of activity. It's comfortable, but there's a bit of activity. So what we will do is somehow this air mattress will dissolve, and with no worries about breathing continues very comfortably, we will slowly start sinking underneath the surface of the water. Also, the water temperature is perfect, perfectly comfortable. And each time you exhale, you sink a little bit deeper in the water. So as you inhale, maybe you stay at the same level under the water, and each time you exhale, you sink a little bit deeper. And you feel that in your entire body. Each time you exhale, sink a little bit deeper. It feels good, it's perfectly comfortable. And imagine that your thoughts are like air bubbles. So as soon as a thought surfaces in your head, you just let it go like an air bubble. And just like when you're underwater, what would normally happen, the air bubble rises up to the surface. And it wouldn't make any sense to try to capture it or to grasp it or to hold on to it. So we just let it go. And repeating the same thing, each time you exhale, sinking a bit deeper, each time a thought arises, just let it float up to the surface. That's where we said anyway, there's some wind and some boats and some more movement, a bit more activity, which is fine, but we're sinking further away from that, sinking a bit further away from our daily thoughts. And as we're sinking, maybe we're wondering, at what point will we arrive at the bottom? Will we reach the floor of this lake or sea, and then we realize there is no bottom. It's infinitely deep, infinitely wide. And the deeper we go, the more quiet it gets. And even as we go deeper, we stop identifying so much with ourself. Imagine that you are like something that's being mixed into a liquid. You're also dissolving a bit. Not losing yourself, you don't need to worry about that. Not losing your identity, but for the moment, letting go and having the sense that you are connected to everything in this vast body of water. Letting go, perfectly comfortable. Letting your thoughts, like air bubbles, float up to the surface of the water. And maybe you have the sense that when you let your thoughts go, there's almost an immediate sense of contentment. And as you let your thoughts float up to the surface like air bubbles, maybe there's also a bigger sense of possibilities. So let's say there are lots of possibilities in this infinitely big body of water. And those possibilities include all the sorts of things that you might need. Strength, courage, patience, acceptance. So whatever it is you sense that you would like to draw to you, just imagine having more of it. So if you're thinking about courage, just imagine yourself being filled up with more courage in this space where everything is possible. But each time you exhale, we're letting go, sinking deeper where it's quieter, becoming aware of the huge possibilities and taking advantage of this awareness of the huge possibilities to gently draw something towards you just by focusing on it. And if not one certain characteristic or idea comes to mind, then just enjoy the contentment and the calmness of letting go. And if something did come to mind, like self-acceptance, then just imagine that permeating every cell of your body. Coloring you or creating a new shade or hue of who you are. Good. And what we'll do now is just start breathing slightly deeper, just so you get more of a sense of your body. No hurry, no stress. Just breathe a little bit deeper. Maybe first your stomach rises and then your rib cage expands a bit. Nice gentle exhalations. And as we breathe a little bit deeper and get a little bit more aware of the sense of the body, we will return with our in our imaginary scene back up to the surface of the water, slowly ascending to the surface of the water, which is where we said our thoughts were going, which is where we said there was a bit more activity, which is maybe a bit more like daily life. But as you slowly ascend to the surface, keep the feeling of infinite possibilities. Keep the sense of what it was that you focused on that you were drawing towards you. Courage, acceptance, focus, strength, health, whatever. So as we come back to the surface, what we'll call daily life, we still know that we have this connection to something much deeper. And we can access that as we just did, or maybe in a much quicker sense during the day. Just focus on your breath a couple times. Let go. Be aware of the possibilities. Good. Okay, and just slowly bend your knees and hug your legs, grab your knees, gently pull them in towards your chest. And we'll take two or three deep breaths. Also a bit to revitalize, to energize. Also to release any tension in your lower back, in your hips. Release the legs and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.